The plane took off from the town of Niala in southern Darfur on Tuesday and was scheduled to travel to the capital Khartoum. Hijackers attempted to divert the plane to Cairo, but Egypt refused to allow the plane to land. The plane then landed in southeastern Libya near the border with Sudan after the pilot said the craft was running low on fuel. The director of the airport in Libya said the hijackers had asked for fuel and flight maps to travel to France. The director also said the hijackers claimed to belong to a faction of the Sudan Liberation Movement rebel group headed by Abdul Wahid al-Nur, who currently lives in Paris. The rebels, however, have denied any involvement. Yahya al-Bashir, a spokesman for the rebel faction, spoke to VOA from London.
Our movement and the leadership of Abdul Wahid al-Nur not involved in this hijacking of the plane. This is against our principle and our behavior.
The chief of protocol for Sudan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ali Yusuf, described the hijacking as a terrorist act.
It is not the best way of expressing your case or your cause. I think it just reflects that you are acting in an illegal way and that is a terrorist act.
He said the Sudanese government was in contact with the governments of both Libya and France. Another faction of the Sudan Liberation Movement, led by Mini Menawi, said three high-ranking members were aboard the hijacked flight. Menawi joined the government following a peace agreement in 2006, but has had strained relations with Khartoum in recent months. Meanwhile, not far from Niala, where the flight originated, United Nations peacekeepers continued to investigate clashes on Monday involving government security forces in a Kalma camp for displaced persons. A spokesman for the peacekeeping mission said 33 bodies had been recovered, but that there could be more. The government says it was searching for weapons and criminals in the camp. Rebel groups say the government is trying to drive residents out of the camp. Al-Bashir, the rebel representative in London, said the government was preparing to raid the camp again.
The Sudanese government surrounding Kalma camp, putting more and more heavy military equipment, and also they making checkpoints, no anyone from civilians going out or coming into the camps, refusing also to let other independent investigators also to enter to the camps.
The conflict in Darfur has killed over 200,000 people since 2003, according to most international estimates, and displaced some 2.5 million. The Sudanese government says no more than 10,000 people have been killed. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.